I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Syria's deposed President Bashar Assad has issued his first public statement since fleeing the country last week, which he said he posted to social media after failing to get it released through Arabic and international media outlets. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Ousted Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said he had no plans to leave the country after the fall of Damascus a week ago, but the Russian military evacuated him after their base in western Syria came under attack. The comments are the first by al-Assad since he was overthrown by insurgent groups. He said in a statement on his Facebook page that he left Damascus on the morning of the 8th of December, hours after insurgents stormed the capital. He said he left in coordination with Russian allies to the Russian base in the coastal province of Latakia, where he planned to keep fighting. But he was evacuated to Moscow after the base came under a drone attack. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukraine reports North Korean troops have been killed as they fought alongside Russian forces against the Ukrainian military in Russia. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Ukrainian military intelligence says around 30 North Koreans were either killed or wounded in Kursk. They would be the first reported casualties since the Pentagon and Kyiv said North Korea has sent about 10,000 troops to Russia. The Moscow-Pyongyang alliance jolted international relations. And Vladimir Putin says the planned deployment of U.S. intermediate-range missiles to Europe and Asia has brought its own threats, and Russia must take more measures to protect itself and its allies. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Also Monday, the European Union imposed fresh sanctions on dozens of officials linked to Russia's war in Ukraine, including two top North Korean defense officials, military unit blamed for an attack on Kyiv's children's hospital, and the heads of companies in the energy sector. This is VOA News. France has used ships and military aircraft to rush rescue workers and supplies to its Indian Ocean territory of Mayotte Monday after the island group was battered by Cyclone Chido, the worst storm to hit the island in nearly a century. Associated Press correspondent John Leister reports France is struggling to get aid to the population of about 300,000 on the Indian Ocean island.
Damage to the airport is complicating the arrival of flights bringing emergency workers and essential supplies. In the tropical Indian Ocean climate, one of the most pressing needs amid the scenes of devastation is providing clean water for survivors who've been left with little or nothing.
Authorities fear hundreds and possibly thousands of people may have died, though they may never have a full accounting of the victims because many of the migrants who live on the islands are undocumented, and local Muslim traditions require rapid burials when people die. Kenya could be without thousands of doctors next week after the Kenyan Medical Practitioners, Pharmacists, and Dentists Union announced a planned strike over failed government promises on pay increases and other issues. The strike follows weeks of strikes from March to May of this year over similar grievances, which ended in agreements to restore pay to doctors whose salaries had been reduced and honor a collective bargaining agreement. But the Union Secretary General Davji Atella said Monday none of those agreements have been honored.
So we are here to dramatize and to tell government that we are ready for action, and come the Sunday 22nd midnight, all the doctors across the country will be out of work. When we get out of work, there will be no going back to work until we have evidence of the issues we agreed implemented.
The union chief said some Kenyan doctors have had their pay reduced by as much as 70%. The 8-week doctor strike that ended in